On the bank of a brook, as I sat fishing, hid in the osiers that grew on the side, I overheard a nymph and shepherd wishing no time nor fortune their love might divide. To Cupid and Venus each offered a vow, for to love ever as they loved now. Oh, said the shepherd and sighed, what a pleasure is love concealed betwixt lovers alone. Love must be secret and like fairy treasure, when once discovered 'twill quickly be gone. So envy and jealousy where they do stay, oh, too soon as will make a delay. Then let us leave the world and care behind us, said the nymph smiling, and gave me her hand. All alone, where none can find us, in some far desert we'll seek a new land. And there live from envy and jealousy free, and a whole world to each other will be. Shepherd and said that a blessing more sweet no lover could ever enjoy. Were I departing, these words then expressing would fetch me to life and sorrow destroy. Nay, add but a kiss and grim death will soon say, I will never take such a lover away. Then said the nymph, if they have so inflamed, what would those do which I do conceal? They would far exceed what hath been yet named, but hath not power them yet to reveal. For when I do think for to utter them plain, they back from my tongue do soon slip again. But, shepherd, I'll tell thee how long I've loved thee, and where thou at first didst kindle my flame. 'Twas in the month of May that you first moved me, but with what charms I need not to name. And 'twas near a river that run by a grove, you tried to taste the pleasure of love. But under a shady tree Cupid did wound me, and in my kind breast he fixed his dart. But oh, the time was too short when he crowned me. I wish that sweet minute might never depart. And I long to be crowned with a pleasure again, for all our long wishes to that is but vain. My dearest, I hope I ha'n't gained thy displeasure, for what my kind tongue hath uttered now. Oh, think 'tis my love that burns without measure, making me keep to the words of my vow. But think what we promised love's queen and her son, 'twas to love ever as when we begun. Fair nymph, said the youth, thou dost not offend me, you banish my grief and pleaseth my mind. I venture my life in fight to defend thee, and think I'm happy such honor to find. And if ever I prove disloyal to thee, blind Cupid, I wish to sacrifice me. that, my dear, do not ever once fear me, for I adore all thy beauties divine, and that for the true love I do now bear thee, I'd make thee a duchess were power but mine. But since that such honor I cannot bestow, I'll give you such gifts you never did know. Now on thy rosy lips I'll give thee sweet kisses, whilst my arms shall most loving embrace. But if thou dispose to have thy sweet wishes, then let us depart to some other place. Then said the fair nymph, let us haste to a grove, and there we'll enjoy the pleasure of love. So then they kissed and embraced each other, but they resolved there no longer to stay. They wished no misfortunes their joys might smother, and sung this as they passed on their way. My dear, let us join both together and try which can love the most, my dearest or I.